Actually, that's not true.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-ba.
Hey, you should probably hit record.
Hey, I did hit record.
No, and 3, 2, 1. I noticed you didn't leave that in the other day. You actually edited
what?
That
no,
piece
I didn't
off.
Edit anything out.
You didn't edit anything out?
No, you must have. I must have hit record after you.
Good morning, level 13. It
hello,
is
hello.
Thursday. No, it's not Thursday.
It's Wednesday, it's November Wednesday. 23rd, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone.
And this is not the Geeky Gay. We're here. We're in lovely St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. We had to get up very early this morning to go and do an exposition.
Yeah. I'm wearing my mic on my collar.
I noticed that.
Because.
And that means you're talking louder.
Because I found out that this mic, I was holding it up to my mouth and I found out it was catching every breath that I was making. And it sounded like I was the oldest man or I was at an adult theater.
These are not mutually exclusive things.
Mark,
anyway,
Mark actually made fun of me. He said, because he heard, because I was editing and it was like, hello, everyone. My name is Adam.
Let me ask you this, Adam.
Yeah.
On my way here to your room. We recorded in my room the other night.
Yep.
And we're now here in your room today. And
in my palatial suite.
No, I wasn't even going to compare the rooms. But what I was going to say is, I noticed that in the hallway leading up to my room is a microphone. So the Holland America ship is themed after music stuff. So much of the artwork, it revolves around music. Actually, I would say
there's a French horn behind your head right there.
I would say all. Well, see, that's this ties into my point.
Yeah.
This ties to my point. It's a three-valved brass instrument here.
Uh-huh.
And out in your hallway is a metronome. So how, you know.
Right. Well, it's not a trumpet, though.
But it's three. I mean, yeah, what is a French horn is E-flat or something instead of a B-flat trumpet? Yeah, possibly. But here, it's like, how is that? Adam, you see, they knew.
Yeah.
They knew. They put you in the brass section and they put me in the microphone section.
It's nice.
There
was a banjo as well somewhere.
That's probably where Auntie Scott would stay, would be near the banjo. Here's the thing, Adam. I scribbled down a few things. If I remember correctly, the last time that we left people, we had stopped at the Caribbean rest stop, Grand Turk, and we had gotten back on the ship and we were heading to San Juan.
The Caribbean rest stop. The
rest stop of the Caribbean, the Grand, Grand Turk. It's where you stop the ship, you get out, stretch your legs before you go to a place that you actually want to go to.
Well,
right?
We swam. There were some things to do.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little rest stop. It's like a Playland and a McDonald's, right? It's just like, I want to go to, kids were going to Disney. I want to play in the Playland. Okay. So we got to San Juan.
Yes.
Puerto Rico. And I screwed up because I had seen this.
I don't think you screwed up. I actually talked about this on Geeky Gay, but go ahead. Okay.
I screwed up because you guys had an excursion you had to get to and the wait was very, very long for this one particular, even though we're 1,000 restaurants in San Juan, I saw a video. I want to go to this one because they said it was great. And then when the food came, it wasn't that good. Let me just say this. What we're talking about is mofongo. And mofongo is mashed up green plantains, and then it's filled with a protein. So like they mash up the plantains up against the walls of a bowl, and then they fill that with seasoned protein. And in yours and my case, we got the skirt steak, which was a chimichurri flavored skirt steak, which by the way was excellent.
It did make me think I want to make more chimichurri in my life because it was... The chimichurri was so flavorful.
Yeah, the steak, the skirt steak and chimichurri, that was delicious. What I was thrown by, I did not know that plantains could taste like shitty potatoes.
I told you.
After we'd ordered.
Before. I think we even talked about it on the podcast at some point. And I told you.
I don't think so. But here's what I found out.
Just mashed
green plantains.
Underripe.
Yeah. But at no point did you say that, well, you know that they won't be sweet.
It's very starchy.
Okay. It's very starchy. Well,
it's like
ripe. Right. Well, wait. But ripe plantains are very starchy. They're just sweet.
It's like wallpaper paste.
I feel like plantains are starchy, yes, but they are sweet. They're not as sweet as a banana, but they're sweet. And so I was expecting a sweet flavor mixed with the savory meat. And that's what I was. And I bite into it and it's it's basically like paste.
Yeah, it's not. There's no flavor,
like,
in fact.
It's like someone took mashed potatoes, like instant mashed potatoes, and put some really good steak
in it. It was a little bit stiffer than a mashed potato.
But here's what I found is there was another place right up the street, and they had a sweet mofongo where they made it with ripe plantains. And I was like, damn it, we should have. Anyway, so you've already talked about it in the Geeky Gay.
Did you try the sweet? You didn't try the sweet mofongo.
No, because both of you, in order to make your excursion, got up from the table and left with two full bowls of mofongo in front of you.
So you and Zach finished?
Zach didn't want any of the plantain stuff. So I had to finish yours and Mark's in order to...
What a sacrifice.
I know. It was a very sacrifice. By the way, the skirt steak was way better than the pork. The pork wasn't even seasoned.
Well, Mark really likes pork.
But it wasn't seasoned. It was anyway. So we had our mofongo. You guys went off to do your bioluminescence kayaking excursion.
You know how I phrased it on Geeky Gay? I think I figured it out.
What?
You know when the light's out and you shock yourself on a doorknob?
Yep.
And you see a little tiny little spark?
Yep.
It was like that.
Oh, so you could have taken a hospital blanket, put on socks, and then held it over your head and ran your feet against the blanket and seen the static electricity.
I think the static electricity would have been more than what we saw.
You could have taken a winter green mint.
Yeah.
Turned off the lights, bit into it, and seen the sparks.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we won't talk about that. But what Zach and I did instead was we went to Castillo something. It's a castle / fort.
Yeah.
That is at the port there of San Juan. We did not know that. Oh, I did not know that it closed at 5, and we didn't get out of the restaurant until like almost 4. So we,
at the rate they were serving, 4:45.
Yeah, exactly. No, we made it to the castle by just a little after 4. And it was $10. So we went in and, walked around, took some pictures, did the, there were docents everywhere. I always thought I would make a good docent. You ever wanted to be a docent?
No, but I think you would.
Here's what I thought. And I'll tell you.
You like to tell people interesting facts that they don't really care about.
Right, exactly.
And so.
Right. And here's my idea for an app. Which I'm now going to I'm going to tell you my great idea for an app, and I'm going to tell you why it will never work. So the idea that I had for an app was something called Docent Anywhere, and it would be an AR app, right? So it interacts with the real world. And what you would do is you would go to that location in the world, and you record something about that place in the world, and you would drop it there. And then anyone with the Docent Anywhere app could go around, and if they're in that same location, within 50 feet of that location, they'll go, oh, hey, someone made a docent here, and they could see it, and then they could listen to it, right? And so I thought that would be cool because you could go around and leave,
I don't want to burst your bubble or anything, Daniel, but when Mark and I were in Europe.
Yes.
That is a big thing over there that you download apps and they have, they have self-guided tours.
Right.
They have
But those are professional. Those are professionally done. I'm saying this is anyone can do it. Okay. Anyone anywhere can do this.
Well, then you'll get Billy Bob. Well, over there,
that's where the software would come in, right? As people get rated, like in other words, you would if Billy Bob did stupid ones and no one gave him thumbs up, it would show up smaller than let's say
Rate My Docent.
Right. No, it would be the same app. It's just called Docent Anywhere. Anyway, this is why it won't work. The state of internet outside of the United States is miserable. It's like I barely had internet in San Juan.
But you're on islands. I mean, if you're in if you're in. There are other places.
They don't have internet in Europe. It's like literally, I think they use tin cans over
there. They do have. I mean, as you know, I'm now a Europe traveler.
I know they have internet in Australia because we have Australian listeners. Do we have any British listeners? Do we have anyone from the UK that listens to us? No.
Dean Barney
stopped listening to us like a year ago.
Dean Barney, if you're listening to this, you
Dean
should tweet.
Barney has never he gave up on us.
And say I listened to Level 13 and Mix Minus.
So one of the things that Adam has mentioned on the show, and I would just like to agree with him. By the way, I figured out why I was missing your Monday show is because it tried to download it at sea and it didn't refresh yesterday. But one of the things I want to agree with you that you said is that there's precious few activities to do on this ship. And one of those activities is happening in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not dressed. So
we need to wrap up.
I mean, I'm not naked. I am dressed, but I'm not wearing what I'm going to wear. Yeah, we need to wrap up.
Oh, we need to wrap up because Zach's going to holding a table for us down there. So we don't have to get down there early, but we do have to get down there to do the music trivia.
Yeah.
So we're doing, and then that's immediately followed by the other activity of the day, which is Scribble the Scramble, which is like a word scrambling mm-hmm. thing. Okay. So there's very, very precious few things that we can do here on the ship. And one of the things that happened the other night was a game show called Majority Rules. And the idea of this game show that we participated in is that you were given a question and you had to write down the answer that you thought the other teams would say, like the majority of the teams in the room would say. And
yeah, and what we found out was we suck at that game.
What we found out was we are clearly on the biggest Republican heterosexual ship in the entire universe.
But yes, that is true. But because a lot of the answers
skewed
that way.
What's one thing that women do better than men? Shop.
What's one thing that men do better? Shoot a gun? But no, because you were stuck. You were so stubborn.
I was.
We were screaming at you, Daniel. You wanted the right answer.
Yes.
And that wasn't the point of the game.
It doesn't matter.
It wasn't the right answer. It was what you think the most people in the room.
I'm not talking about screaming. I get that. You were the person that wrote down the questions and you didn't have to take my answer, most
of the
time you didn't. But I was just, now that I have finished the game and I'm reflecting back on it.
You grew up in a very liberal family.
Yes.
I know what the
I'm shocked by these. Also, the other thing that really just annoyed me out of that was, somebody said sex and the host wouldn't say the word sex.
She spelled it out.
Because there were children.
Yeah.
And that leads me to my next thing, which is the next day we were in port in San Juan and we were docked next to the Valiant Lady, Virgin Atlantic Cruise Lines Valiant Lady, a gorgeous ship, lovely ship. And all I'm sitting there thinking is, they wouldn't have had to spell out sex. I bet you they're like having fun on that ship with no fucking kids. So
there's a dark room on the Valiant Lady.
We have a ship's comedian, which we're not going to go see the second show tonight. I'm sure you probably will.
Oh yeah, I thought he was funny.
I disagree. Now Zach was actually offended by some of the stuff he said. I wasn't offended by anything. That there's nothing that the comedian said that offended me.
I don't know what kind of comedians you guys like, because I feel like the comedian we saw in Royal Caribbean mm-hmm. was on one end of the spectrum, and I feel mm-hmm. like the guy last night was very liberal.
It's not. Zach was offended by he made a gun joke where the punchline of it is like, you have a gun, yeah, let's hold it up in the air, shoot it up in the air, let's show the people on deck five. And this is the day after the Colorado bar shooting, which Zach was kind of upset about. And so I think more than anything, he felt that was insensitive, and he was more of an
the bar
shooting was something that was on Zach's mind. Anyway, the point is, we're not going to go. I was not offended by anything that comedian said. However,
I'm not sure that you and Zach like comedians.
Oh no, love comedians
in general.
Love comedians. Yeah, but he did not make me laugh once. I chuckled like once or twice, but there was no. Also, he kept saying, "You know what I mean." You know what I mean? Just like we get yelled at for saying like all the time. It's like, just like then, like right then, like right then. See how I said like right then.
Yes.
This guy said, you know what I mean? Anyway, we're not going to go see the comedian tonight, which is good. Fine. What I am going to say about the ship, which is great, and I know I'm doing most of the talking and I apologize. The musicians on this ship are great. The blues band last night, which you haven't gotten a chance to see yet, are amazing. The trumpet player, and they all kind of do riffs and whatnot. So the trumpet does his little riffs, and he was great. The saxophonist was great. The guitarist was amazing. The pianist. The rock band I got to hear a little bit of the other night. I'm going to go see the rock band again tonight to watch their whole set. They were really good. The piano player, the Billboard piano player, singer, it's supposed to be dueling pianos, but only one is here this week. So they don't have the dueling pianos.
There are two pianos, but I've never seen anyone dueling.
He is a great pianist.
Yes.
He's not so much a great vocalist. So
he did that thing, which I've never seen lounge singers do, where he had the audience sing part of a song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he couldn't do it.
Because, probably because he can't sing. The Let's see, anything else that we want to cover? I wrote down a whole bunch of things, but these are things that we can talk about on Mix Minus. We don't have to talk about today. Although I will say this, I thought it was funny that today on our snorkeling excursion. On our snorkeling excursion.
Tomato.
We ran it. There's this very chatty teacher from California. We know she's from California.
California.
She just kept telling everyone.
Her son is a wrestler.
Yeah. How did you know? Because she told every freaking person on the ship that on that boat that it was yes, Gary, it is a boat. It was a catamaran. It's not a ship. It was a boat. Anyway, she also said the same thing. She's like, yeah, we're hating this cruise line. It's like there's just nothing to do on this cruise. And I feel like there is a certain segment of the cruising population that likes that. They like no pressure. Like when they sing things on a schedule, they feel pressured that they have to do them. And so they they like the... I just want to lay on the deck and read my book. And I don't know how the fuck you do that on the ship with screaming kids here, but just like, you know, I want to lay on the deck and read my book.
Well, there are less children than the other cruises we've been on. And yeah. I do feel like it's because it's a holiday week.
Yeah, it is.
But yes, there are children here.
All right. I've talked the entire time. Is there anything you want to add before we...
No, I just recorded two geeky gays, so I don't have anything.
All right, level 13. So you've gotten one from us. This is our number two from us. We will record another one. We're at sea tomorrow, so we'll probably just record it tomorrow. You won't get it until later because we won't have signal
at sea tomorrow.
But we will go. We'll record again tomorrow and let you guys know what's happening. I'm going to try to play roulette tonight. I've been watching. I've been watching videos on how to play roulette. So
I think you stay with the same color and number or whatever all the time. Double your bet.
Oh, fuck. I forgot. I told you guys that if you had any questions to post it in the Discord, in the level 13 Discord, and we'd be happy to answer it. And we actually did get something in the level 13 Discord from Gary. Hi, Gary. What the fuck? Who allowed you to post that picture of me with that big tubby stomach there? Why would you do that?
I didn't think you had a big tubby.
Look how pudgy I look in that photo. Gary says, I just listened to the cruise update. Glad you were having a good time. One of the things that you wanted to upgrade your cruise was less children. Are there not as many kids? No, Gary, there are just as many.
There are less children.
There are less children only because there's less passengers.
But there
overall.
Are less passengers. I mean, we were on a ship with 5,000 passengers.
Yeah. We were told that because it's Thanksgiving week and because it's a Saturday to Saturday cruise, that there are 234 kids under the age of 18 on this ship, which is highly unusual for a Holland America ship. I can guarantee you all 234 of them at some point in time have screamed during a show, like, you know, whined or screamed or like just made noise or gotten in my way. Or there was a kid the other day, I was getting on the elevator. The kid the other day was just like wanted to push the buttons and was like pushing me out of the way to get to the panel to push the buttons. And then just kept jumping around the elevator and running into me. And I finally like looked at his mom, who was just standing there doing nothing. I was like, Jesus Christ. It was just like, control your goddamn... I didn't say this part.
And you both got in a hair pulling contest and you wanted to push the buttons as well. So
yeah, fuck you, kid. I want to push the buttons. Anyway, this is the show. This is level 13 where I do get to push the buttons. Although actually you have the P4 today, so you're getting to push the buttons. Anything to add before we say goodbye?
All right.
Adam's got to change. Goodbye, everyone.